In this bulletin, at least five dead after a shooting at a newspaper office in the US state of Maryland. The government denies it's done a deal with One Nation to guarantee its support for company tax cuts. And a controversial rule sees Senegal knocked out of the World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Authorities say at least five people have been killed in a shooting at a newspaper office in Annapolis, Maryland, in the United States, while several more were gravely injured. The motive for the attack at the Capital Gazette newspaper is unclear, with authorities believing the gunman acted alone. The suspect was arrested soon after the incident without exchanging gunfire with police. Extra police officers were deployed to the offices of several major media outlets across the country as a precaution. Officials say the full details of the incident are still coming to light.
We've had a terrible shooting incident here this afternoon. There are several people who have died from this incident, and several others are injured. Those who are injured have been transported for medical care to Anne Arundel Medical Center and to Johns Hopkins Shock Trauma. Those fatalities are so sad. And I don't know what to say other than our thoughts and prayers are with them and their families.
Labor Senator Christina Keneally says she's frustrated and upset over the frequency of multiple shootings in the US. Ms. Keneally was born in the United States before moving to Australia in the mid-1990s. She's told Sky News she thinks Australia has it right when it comes to gun laws.
Two of the biggest mass shootings in America, I had family involved in. Thankfully, not in danger, not killed, but were involved in. And I find it extraordinary, the scale, the rate, the impact of the violence and the lack of political action. And in many ways, I feel grateful to live in Australia and to be raising my family here on so many dimensions. But when it comes to gun laws, I think we've got a very sensible approach.
The government has denied it's done a deal with One Nation to guarantee the party's support for its company tax cuts when Parliament resumes after the winter break. The coalition was forced to delay the package due to a lack of support, but Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has refused to say whether an agreement has been reached with One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson for her backing. Labor wants a guarantee no deals have been made. Cabinet Minister Christopher Pyne has told the Nine Network negotiations are continuing.
Well, one of the good things about the way we handle the crossbenches is we don't do it through the media. We talk to them individually, and we've done very well in the last fortnight, passing major personal income tax cuts, $144 billion, which Bill Shorten wants to rip out of the hands of hardworking Australian families. With the company tax cuts, well, Matthias Cormann announced yesterday that we won't put them to a vote this week. We'll see what happens over the winter break, we might try again when we come back in August.
Flights to and from Bali have been disrupted after Mount Agung again erupted. Flights between Sydney, Melbourne and Perth and the tourist island have been delayed, cancelled and turned back due to ash from the Indonesian volcano. More than 20 flights were affected between last night and this morning. Well, to the World Cup now, and Colombia and Japan are through to the knockout stages. A 74-minute goal by defender Yerry Mina gave Colombia a 1-0 win over Senegal in Samara. While Japan lost 1-0 to Poland, they go through in second place from Group H ahead of Senegal due to a better disciplinary record. It's the first time a team has been eliminated from the World Cup using the disciplinary record tiebreaker. Senegal coach Aliso Cisse says he's proud of his team, but admits despite the nature of their elimination, they don't deserve to advance.
Well,
this is the law of the game, of football. We don't qualify because of fair plays. We have a greater number of points, or fewer number of points obtained in the fair play. But today I'm very proud of my team, I'm proud of their work. And today Senegal does not qualify because we do not deserve it. This is life.
Japan will play Belgium in the round of 16, who topped Group G after beating England 1-0. Colombia will play England. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 17. Showers for Adelaide, 14. Cloudy in Melbourne, 13 degrees. A shower or two in Hobart, 13. Canberra, cloudy, 11. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 16. Sydney, mostly sunny, 17. Newcastle, also sunny, 18. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, a shower or two, 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.